Deadline approaches to file claim in $2.5 billion Amazon settlement, four things to know. A deadline for millions of customers to claim part of a $2.5 billion Amazon settlement is due to expire on July 27 as part of the company's agreement with the federal government. Automatic refunds have already been distributed to some Amazon customers already, in November and December of 2025, federal officials said. A claims process opened for the other Prime customers through a settlement website, which closes Monday. A settlement agreement was made between Amazon, which has denied any wrongdoing, and the Federal Trade Commission, in 2025. The FTC alleged that Amazon made its website difficult for people to cancel the Prime subscriptions or caused confusion around signing up for the service. Who qualifies for the payout? Customers are advised to visit the settlement website to determine whether they are eligible. The claims must be submitted via the website by the aforementioned deadline, which applies to people who have not already received an automatic payment. People who were members of Amazon's Prime service, who live in the United States, between June 23, 2019, and June 23, 2025, are the only ones who qualify. Those customers also had to have unintentionally signed up via Prime via the website's challenged enrollment flow, or what the FTC alleged were intentional design choices on the company's website that made it hard to tell whether they signed up. People who also tried to cancel through the online cancellation flow, but were unable to do so also are eligible, the FTC said earlier this year. The customer also could not have used any more than three Amazon Prime benefits such as Prime Video or Prime Music that were offered for free to subscribers in a 12-month period after they enrolled in the service, the FTC said. The FTC warned that the agency will never ask you to pay to get a refund, and that any such claims are likely scams. It also advised people not to give anyone claiming to have a refund their personal information. How much is the payment? According to the settlement website operators, customers will receive the actual Prime membership fees they paid, which caps at $51 per person. Any refunds, credits, or chargebacks will be subtracted from the overall payment, it said. Some consumers signed up for a trial that charged the consumer a small or nominal amount of money for a Prime membership, the settlement site says. Other consumers may have already received refunds, chargebacks, or other credits that affected the amount paid for their Prime membership. How to file a claim? When accessing the settlement website, a claimant will need to submit a settlement claim ID or PIN that was listed in a notice that should have been sent to them. There is also a choice to file the claim without a PIN or ID. The site also requires the person to enter their home address, email, and phone number, or email associated with their Amazon account. Later, the website asks how the payment should be received and asks to electronically sign the form before submitting it. What has Amazon said? When it came to a settlement agreement with the FTC in September of last year, Amazon maintained that it has followed the law but wanted to move on. Amazon and our executives have always followed the law, and this settlement allows us to move forward and focus on innovating for customers, the company said at the time. We work incredibly hard to make it clear and simple for customers to both sign up or cancel their Prime membership, and to offer substantial value for our many millions of loyal Prime members around the world. We will continue to do so, and look forward to what we'll deliver for Prime members in the coming years. The Associated Press contributed to this report.